Good morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I am your honored host, Daniel Brigman, and it's the first show of the new year.
New year.
Our websites are still the same, thepowerhour.com, mm-hmm. thepowermall.com. Somebody said, you know, they're always sending me different things. Some mm-hmm. of them are
funny,
news related. Yeah, some of them
are
funny.
Stupid.
Here's one of the memes Brett sent me. He said things that sold out in 2020.
All right.
It's got a picture of toilet paper.
I concur.
Ammo.
Oh yeah.
Fox News. And John Roberts.
he finished his selling out.
Things that
he sold out on that Obamacare.
Things that sold out in 2020. Toilet paper, ammo, Fox News, and John Roberts. I thought that was hilarious.
Can't go wrong with that.
Another meme, my wife, she's always on Facebook. Mm-hmm. She's sending me these different Facebook things. It says, you know, talking about COVID, I am all for the closing of universities to help stop the spread of communism.
And stop paying them too while they're closed, because they want to stop they want to shut everything down and get paid.
We got a great broadcast today. Obviously, it's the first live show of 2021. Mm-hmm. A lot to talk about. Mm-hmm. If you want to call in, I would like to hear your opinion about what's going to happen in the next few days. Your opinion about anything. Is nothing going to happen? Let us know if. You know, what have you. Let us know. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. And don't wait till the end. We're about to have the guest, because that's what y'all like to do. And I know a lot of y'all listen, you know, especially our shortwave audience listens the next day. So mm-hmm. If you're listening, I would like to know what you think is about to happen here in the next 2 or 3 days. And your reaction to any of this, your anxiety level, your comfort level, your... what you think of anything, anything you want to talk about, we'd love to hear from you. 844-769-2944. I know a lot of people call, they say they have problems getting through. Some people do, some people don't. We have trouble with our phone. We have trouble when guests say certain things. We have trouble emails. We have trouble when people call the Power Hour line. Ladies and gentlemen, this is part of independent media.
That's
speaking
right.
The truth in the year 2021 now.
I have trouble getting over here on time.
You've been doing, somewhat better.
Well, thank you.
that's a story for another day. So the reason I say that is, keep calling.
Yeah,
please keep calling.
Love to hear from you.
844-769-2944. A big story that's breaking this morning. Over the weekend, I don't know when the call was. I don't know if it was this weekend or if it was for the end of last week. Donald Trump called the Secretary of State in Georgia,
mm-hmm.
Raffensperger.
Right.
It's such a great name. It sounds like Rathbone or something.
Rasputin.
Rasputin, right. A character from a Sherlock Holmes novel.
Yeah.
You know. So anyway, he called him, and this is almost an hour-long phone call. You've seen clips of it, especially CBS, whatever, have played a two-second clip where Trump says, you need to find 11,000-something votes so I can be declared a winner. They don't really put in context the hour-long phone call. He goes over basically this whole conversation with Brad. What about the votes? What about the double voting?
Counting,
what about
yeah.
the dead people voting? What about the ballots coming out from underneath the table? What about... Nope. And every one of them...
are valid.
Right.
Every point he makes is valid.
Right. He says, no. Well, you had illegal vote. Nope. These numbers are accurate. What about the, nope. Nothing. So we investigate. There's nobody on everything.
Yeah. On everything. Not even one vote.
Not even one fake vote. There's nothing to see here.
Move on.
Move on. So anyway, the call. Now this is part of a lawsuit settlement discussion. Because there's a lawsuit going on, and he's trying to settle this and get it straight. What does that mean? That means this conversation is not for public consumption.
Yeah.
That means that they can't just put that out to the public.
You can, but you can get sued, too.
Right. But they did. So now there's...
two lawsuits that Trump has filed against him. I hope he nails them to the cross.
two lawsuits that he's filed here to sue him. This is a jailable offense, but so are a lot of things that happen in Washington or these
Georgia.
States, out of Georgia, yeah. Whatever. So we'll see what comes of it.
What comes of it?
I don't know.
Well, you know, we're just a few days away from, you know, explosive the 6th. I think it's going to be really explosive.
All right, we'll get into that in a second. Okay. A couple other news. Assange, Julian Assange.
Okay.
There's a big extradition trial in Britain.
Okay.
Now called UK. I still call it Britain. Why can't you call it Britain? I don't know. The extradition has failed. The judge in Britain will not extradite Assange to the United States.
Okay.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
I hope he just pardons him. What's the deal?
Well, he may need to extradite him, then pardon him.
Yeah, bring him into the United States.
So he's in the U.S.
Yeah.
So, you know, if he just pardons him now in Britain, they keep him forever.
Yeah. Okay, I can see that.
I think he needs to extradite him, then pardon him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he can at least stay in America.
Well, we got special forces. We can go over and get him.
I want to bring up something.
Go.
I want to bring up. It, how many months ago, I hope you have your crisp dollar bill.
I do. I have not forgotten about it.
I hope it is the end of the year. That was our timetable, right?
It was. You win.
Not one person of any count.
He disappointed me there.
Was even arrested or anything.
Yeah, he disappointed me. I have to tell you.
If you're a new listener and we've been running high-end gambling over here. I bet my uncle a dollar.
You're going to be swatted.
I want to hear that dollar on the radio. We bet a dollar. We bet that I said Trump's not going to arrest anybody. Nobody of any count, of anybody that I've heard of, will get arrested. And he says they would. And so we bet the large sum of a dollar, kind of like the trading places.
Eddie Murphy.
And Dan Aykroyd, yeah.
That's a great movie.
The bet. And so nobody has been arrested. Now, I'll tell you this. I'll give you a dollar back if something comes of, if somebody gets arrested here, he's fishing around for a dollar. A big bill will do. We'll take a big bill. Here, let's just move on. We'll talk about it
here
later.
Here it is. Never it be said that I do not pay my debt.
Yes. Yes, give it here.
You deserve it.
Yeah, this is a crisp dollar.
You
do I need to check it like they do at Walmart?
Yeah,
I need
you
to
have
put
to.
The pen.
You have to.
I bought something at Walmart the other day with a $20 bill, mm-hmm. and they were holding it up to the light with a pen with a $20 bill.
They did that to me with a $10 bill, put that little mark on it with a $10 bill.
Cash is becoming hunted, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Let's get back to the stories here. UK, you've seen about the lockdown. There's a big story. Old lady used to feed pigeons. The police stopped her from feeding pigeons.
I know. That's just insane.
This is crazy.
Whew.
Now, we're staring at a potential Biden presidency looks a lot like that. It looks a lot like Europe.
Oh, yeah.
And
there ain't no two ways about it.
And the only thing that's going to stop it, the only thing, is people getting very upset. Or the sheriffs in these certain areas who will stand and will not yield.
Right.
That's why I've been so adamant about these sheriffs.
Correct. Sheriffs could be your big friend when it comes time.
I've talked to several of them. The varying degrees of
success.
That's a good way to describe it. But this situation is waking them all up.
Oh, I know. Yeah, yeah.
You know, you tell us, well, they're pushing into it. What are you talking about? You know, and then 6 months later, what are you talking about? You know, it's a different.
Yeah.
It's a question instead of an exclamation.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Well, what are you talking about? Let me hear it a little more.
Yeah.
And
explain a little bit more to me.
Well,
they're coming to shut you down in their whole town.
Well, they're not doing that here.
Yeah. Just wait.
Yeah. William Briggs, he's an author and statistician. Here's a quote in a kind of study he's looked at. I think this is such a great point. Statistics are proving this. These lockdowns do not work.
Do not.
Here's his quote. Lockdowns are merely forced gatherings. This is such a great point. People in lockdowns are allowed to venture forth from their dwellings to do essential activities, like spending money at oligarch-run stores. He's got to get a little commentary in there. Meaning Walmart. you know, and the like or whatever. Mm-hmm. These stores are collection points where people are concentrated. Some are allowed to go to jobs such as supporting oligarch-run stores. Basically, what he's saying, and it's a great point, a lockdown is just creating more larger choke point gatherings.
Mm-hmm.
That's they're forced. He uses the word forced gatherings. So if you're locked down and you can only go to Walmart, your job, some grocery store, or the clothing store, well, that's a forced gathering.
That is.
Because you got to go somewhere.
You got to go somewhere, get your food or whatever you want to get.
Yeah, so instead of people being spread out. Have you seen this? We got a caller. Let's go to her. We'll talk about Emmanuel Cleaver. For people in Kansas City, Emmanuel Cleaver. I got a story for you. And just wait a second. We'll get to it. Sherry in Texas, you're live on the air. So good to talk to you. Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, but I'm in Kansas.
What? Good job, Todd.
That's okay. I wish I was in Texas sometime.
Are you around Kansas City?
No. I'm closer to the border. I'm about probably 50 miles.
We're going to talk about one of the representatives from
We're going to talk about
Emmanuel Cleaver, who's one of the representatives from Kansas City. So anyway, go ahead.
Okay.
What's on your mind?
I just finished a book that I really want to recommend to you. You probably heard about it. It's called The Invisible Rainbow, The History of Electricity and Life. And it is really eye-opening. And, you know, I mean, it goes back to what they call the Leyden jars and then into the telegraph and then when they started stripping power lines. And it's really amazing. This guy has dug up a lot of science that has been hidden from us just because I think it's all about making money and now the military. They don't want all this stuff coming out. But there really are people that are like canaries in the coal mine that are really affected by this. I don't happen to be one of them, knock on wood. But and it's really one of the reasons why they want to go do all this fake food, this fake meat and eating all this fake food is because if they get to put these 5G crap all over the place like they want to, there's not going to be any animals and probably not very many plants that live.
Mm. Who wrote the book?
I mean, it's you know all that stuff
Sherry,
we heard
who wrote
about
the book? Sherry, can you hear me? Who wrote
Arthur,
the book?
Arthur Furstenberg.
Furstenberg, yes. I have heard of this book. Yes,
it's really good. But, you know, remember when we heard about all the acid rain killing all these trees?
Yeah.
You know what? A lot of scientists were able to prove later on was it wasn't acid rain. It was the radar installations.
Wow. What year was this book written? What year was it written, do you know?
It was first published in 2017, and then he republished it in 2020, and Chelsea Green is the later publisher.
Chelsea
Green.
He had
a different publisher.
We have a lot of people we interview from that. What, Catherine, if you're listening, I need to text you. Go, keep talking. I'm going to text her right now. We need to see if we can get him.
Yeah,
is he still alive?
It's really good. It's about 400 pages, and then he's got 100 pages of notes and appendix, you know, notes and where he got his information. But it's some of it gets real technical. I really couldn't understand the chapter on hearing electricity. It gets into the, you know, how the ears work and stuff. But a lot of it was more understandable. But it is really good. So I've never heard this guy on an interview. He is very, sensitive to frequency.
Well, I just texted her because I have heard of this book. I have been interested in this book, and I'm glad you said something. I just texted Catherine, so maybe she will So we'll see if we can get her. We work with Chelsea Green a lot, with a lot of their authors having them on. So we'll see what we can do.
But it's really good. So anyway, I'm just hoping there'll be a good outcome.
What's a good outcome for you? What's a good outcome for you?
Well, I don't like getting the election stolen. We got to get it where they stop these damn, I'm going to work in my state to stop these voting machines. Because we need to just get rid of the voting machines.
Need to go back to, at least if you got a paper ballot, there may be some woman in the back room who's cheating the ballot, but at least it's just that woman in the back room with a voting machine. My God, you could just press the button and cheat the whole thing.
You remember Ralph Winteroo that worked with Joyce? Well,
yeah.
He's got a show on RBN on Sunday, and he talks a lot about this. The Voting Rights Act of 1993 that came in under Clinton, and that's when they started the motor voter crap, and where all these illegals are getting.
Yes. We ought to get him on, too.
He'll
be a great guest, too.
Yeah, especially to talk about this subject, because he says that he talks about this deal came out in the American Law Review 185, and then FAD 155, and it was an analysis of the motor voter law and how all these states have gone to it, and that now we are all registered, unless we do something like he's done, we're registered as U.S. citizens to vote. Well, U.S. citizens voting do not have legal voting rights in voting for local elections. So he said essentially what this analysis says, and he concurs, that we really have no elected local officials from the state on down to local.
Well, this is symptomatic of a much bigger problem of dual systems. Buckminster Fuller, one of the greatest quotes, political quotes ever of the last 100 years, was F. Buckminster Fuller. If you want to compete, if you want to fight a system, you don't fight the system. You create a competing system and then draw attention away from it. Well, exactly what you're saying with the quote unquote capital U.S. citizen and then the American citizen of the United States of America, one of the 50 states. Those are two different things, and they are competing. And that gap is getting wider and wider, and the attention on the first is getting smaller and smaller. Well, it's the same thing with votes. Now we're seeing this illusionary world. We're seeing the corporate media create this illusionary world where, Biden won. What's the problem? And then the other side, you're like, are you kidding me? The fraud was so – everything is becoming this dual spliced world. Where, it's a fight for your imagination and your conviction and your attention. That's across the board, no matter what it is. Anyway, great point, Sherry. Anything else in conclusion?
But if these people were not lawfully elected, then they don't have any right to lock us down and tell us to wear masks.
Okay, well, then do something about it.
Yeah,
that's the thing. We accept it, so it does. Right. It has power. The only power it has is because we give it attention.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's it.
Anyway, that's all. I'll let somebody else get on.
No, I'm so glad you called. But you're bringing up such important points. The only power any of this fraud has is because we give it attention. At all. Zero. Zero.
Yes.
These lockdowns, let them arrest everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody says, forget you. Let them try to arrest everybody. Why are they able to do it? Well, because 90 plus percent of the people go along with it like sheep.
Yeah. They stand around and watch them get arrested.
Yeah. So anyway, thank you so much, Sherry. We're going to try to get the first of the round. Thank you. God bless you. A couple minutes before the break. I'll play this. This is Emmanuel Cleaver.
Okay.
The representative from Kansas City area. This is
some
This is his prayer to start the Congress. Right. I want you to listen to the end of it. I want to catch it. Hopefully we'll catch it.
Catch it on the right.
We ask it in the name of the monotheistic God, Brahma, and God known by many names, by many different faiths.
Okay, who, I won't pause. Who is Brahma, monotheistic God? What is this, Samaria? What is this?
I don't know. Brahma, isn't that Brahma? India? Isn't that Indian?
I don't know.
I think it's an Indian god. I'm not sure.
All right.
Is it Brahma, did you say?
I don't know what.
Yeah, I didn't say anything. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what this is. He's got a mask on. I can't understand
him muffled.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's muffled.
Here, look, just listen.
I'm listening. I'm not saying a word.
Listen how he ends this.
A man and a woman.
Perfect. What's wrong with that?
What? Are you kidding me? Oh my gosh, you got me coughing. A man and a woman. It says in the name of the monotheistic god,
Brahma.
Brahma.
I think that's Indian. I'm not sure. Anybody know call
Brahma bull? Is a bull? Bull worshippers?
I don't know.
We're going to talk more about this on the other side. This is more important than just something to laugh at. This is very significant. The House rules that were submitted for vote, Nancy Pelosi spearheading this, want to take all pronouns out of any kind of government documents and anything they do. That means he, she, man, woman, husband, father, mother.
Yeah.
And now this guy, a man and a woman.
But she'll leave in drunk.
Insert your own joke there. There's so much more to talk about. Joseph Meyer is going to be here. Ladies and gentlemen, first episode of the new year. We're very glad to be with you. It's an exciting couple days. I think the next couple days are going to be electric. Wednesday's show, we were going to have a live show. We're going to actually have a replay. Or we'll cut. Well, it depends on... I'll tell you that on the other side. Depends on when President Trump speaks. And so we want to be able to watch that and be able to talk about it. So we'll talk about that more on the other side. You are listening to the Power Hour. You're in the right place.
Stay tuned.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
I've been taking the curcumin for so many years. I'm up there in age, and I don't have any aches or pain. I haven't taken aspirin or anything of that nature for so many years. If I get a little nagging and I feel maybe a headache's coming on, I'll take about 5 or 6 curcumin, and it's gone. Pain is inflammation. I have always found that if I just take 5 or 6 curcumin, it'll blow it away within 15 minutes.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Now more than ever, we need your support. Jay's standing by to take your call. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
I I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat your man of food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
What I was trying to say, unsuccessfully before the break, is about Wednesday, which is the 6th, which is going to be, maybe this will be a day that that goes down in the history books. Maybe for some people.
Yeah.
For some people, you know what? It will.
Yeah.
For one way or another, it will.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure of the times. It looks like President Trump is going to be speaking about 11 Eastern, maybe a little later.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to miss that speech. We maybe try to have it live. I don't know.
Who's going to show it if we don't show it? Do you think it's going to be on
Well, I don't know.
Local TV?
I don't know. We're going to try to work this out.
Yeah.
And then the Congress meets. Anyway, so we may or may not have a live broadcast. We may be playing him.
Yeah, that'd be good. I think it's a good idea.
And
nobody else might not play it.
Well, I don't want to miss it.
Yeah,
whether you want to hear it or not, I don't want to miss mm-hmm. this. I want to hear. Supposedly, he's supposed to lay out the case and lay all this out.
Yeah, he's going to, if he's allowed to talk. I don't even know.
Well, he can talk in the meeting before or in the rally before.
Yes,
and say whatever
he wants.
Can,
but I don't know if he can get in front of the Congress.
He should. Well, what's his name? Pence can. Pence is the president of the Senate. He can allow the president to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Thepowermall.com. Thank you so much for your support.
Oh, yeah.
And you're welcome for what we do. We got great specials over there. Check them out. You need these things. Your health is your responsibility. Happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you to be. And health is a big part of that.
Oh,
so
sure
check those
is.
All out at thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. We ended up on this. I don't even know what to say at this point. I mean, we were talking during the break. Todd was talking about how things are getting worse and everything's black is white. White's black, upside down is right side up and what have you. This is what this representative, where's my quote here. He Emmanuel Cleaver is his name, and he's out of Kansas City area. He's in the same district as Harry Truman was at one point. He says, I was honored to deliver the opening prayer for the 117th Congress. May God bless each and every representative with the courage and wisdom to defend our democracy and the liberties we all hold so dearly. What democracy? We don't have a democracy. Why do these people not say republic? The only person I've heard, no, there's been a couple others, but the only major person I've heard say a lot is Donald Trump.
Yeah, I know.
And he says democracy sometimes. And yeah, it is, yeah. You know, and our founding father says our democracy of our republic, our republic with democratic processes, whatever. These people, I never hear them say republic.
It's planned.
Never. The difference here, to teach us something else real quick. Why is it so important to have a constitution? Ask yourself that question. A constitution in our country the way it is. Because it is an act of who? Our constitution is an act of who? That is the question you should ask. Our constitution is an act of who?
The people.
The people.
Correct.
Boom.
Simple.
That's it. And these other, you know, 99% of the other ones are act of government.
That's right.
Our constitution is an act of the people.
That's right.
So who's in charge?
The people.
Right. Allegedly.
Yeah,
that's what's become.
Not lately.
Yeah, I'm going to play the end of this guy's prayer again. Right. And I don't know what he says. Brahma. He's muffled with his thing.
Yeah, he's got a stupid mask on.
Here's our great congressional representatives here.
From St. Louis.
This Kansas land, and dare I ask, O Lord, peace even in this chamber, now and evermore. We ask it in the name of the monotheistic God, Brahma.
What? Monotheistic God Brahma. It sounds like Indian. But
what in the world? He's asking. So he's asking this in the name of the monotheistic God Brahma. Brahma. Can somebody call in and tell me what that means?
Yeah, it sounds Indian, but I don't know.
What does that mean? He cannot say God? He cannot say Jesus? He's afraid to say Jesus?
Yeah, of course he is.
All right, let's finish there to get this.
Sounds like he's.
And just so you know, amen supposedly is Latin for so let it be.
and supposedly it came from the Egyptian.
Well, that's
emperor,
Amen. What? Amun-Ra. So
Amun-Ra.
That's another argument that you shouldn't say amen. You'd actually say Amen,
that's
not
right.
Amen, mm-hmm. Which has come from Amun-Ra. But that's another day. But anyway, it definitely is Latin for, you know, so let it be.
And God known by many names, by many different faiths. A man and a woman.
Every time. I laugh. What? I got to laugh every time. Are you kidding? What a retard.
At least he didn't say amen, a woman, and 24 other
genders.
Genders.
We didn't have time. Wait till next Congress. I don't know what to say.
Pretty far out.
Gosh. It's a far cry from William Bradford when
they come to
the shore of Plymouth Rock and dedicates the ground to Jehovah.
Yeah.
You know, to the glory of Jehovah. His wife just drowned. His wife just drowned.
Making the trip.
And getting off the boat, she drowned in the harbor.
Yes.
Or in, well, harbor. Yeah, harbor is a strong word.
Yeah.
She drowned getting to shore.
Yeah.
And after this, he gets up and he thanks God for bringing them and dedicates this land for the glory of Jehovah.
Yes.
That was 400 years ago.
Yep. That was the start of it.
Almost exactly 400 years ago. And that's about the length of that's about the time cycle of, you know, nations. About 400 years is give or take is kind of a marker.
Yep.
And that's basically where we're at.
We're right on the edge.
But you got a couple news stories you want to go over?
Well, I just want to, I think it's going to be explosive in.
Well, okay. You want to get into that? Let's get into that
before we
go ahead.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what you expect.
I'm just saying if he doesn't get all the electors to go with Trump and, you know.
You're talking about at the state level.
Yes, at the state
level. So let's back up so this is not confusing. In America, we're elected by electoral college, not by democracy. The electoral college is made up of a body of representatives from each state who then vote, and then the electoral votes go to a count. The states, like Arizona, Georgia, at first, the Secretary of State put them towards Biden. Now the state legislature, which has the plenary power, which has the power delineated in the Constitution, is now talking about flipping those.
exactly
And so,
right.
No, we're going to take that away because they have the absolute authority. This is the strongest argument. This is the strongest constitutional argument. Forget about fraud and trickery and, you know, people pulling ballots under a table. Forget about that for a second. All of it's true. Voting machines, what have you. All of that has ample evidence at its core, right from the beginning. The state legislature is the constitutional authority to choose the manner of picking the presidential nominee from each state.
Absolutely.
Or presidential elected from each state.
Mm-hmm.
In pretty much all these battleground states, the legislature was subverted by secretaries of state,
yep.
governors, judges,
all the above.
Yeah. In all this.
Yeah.
Meaning, I had this discussion with someone, and I put it to him like this. Okay, why can't the dog catcher in your county say, we're going to continue the election. If you haven't voted yet, you can come in and vote. Why is that not legal?
He doesn't have the power.
Because he doesn't have the power.
Correct.
So this has to be delineated. This is, again, kind of going what Sherry said. Is the Constitution in force? Are we citizens of America, or are we quote unquote U.S. citizens?
Right.
Are we subjects of a corporate structure? You know, the corporate substructure, basically employees of Walmart. Are we employees of the U.S. corporation, or are we?
They're trying to push that
citizens?
Down our throat.
Right, and see, this is the dual world. This is why this is so important.
Mm-hmm.
The argument of the case in Texas. That's why that was so. I mean, I cannot overstate how unbelievably important the Supreme Court denying Texas's case.
Yeah. They
did. Because what did they say? They said, you're not a sovereign state. You are a subject by the Buck Act to the corporate structure that we oversee you.
Mm-hmm.
The Constitution gives original jurisdiction to the sovereign states to have their dispute settled in the Supreme Court. What does that mean? Go back to the foundation. When we formed our union, the 13 colonies, and they're arguing how they're going to go, you know, these are all individual. We don't see it now, but Massachusetts was like America or Argentina, or Georgia was like, you know, Colombia or whatever.
They
were like their own nation, kind of. You know, a little different because
a lot of them didn't want to have a union.
Yeah, they didn't even want to have a union.
Yeah.
We just kind of all agree to disagree, and we'll just, you know.
Yeah.
And so they came together for about five or six purposes. Okay, now we're going to give up a little bit of our sovereignty here, very little, for these common goals and the common union and that we're all going to agree on. And one of them absolutely, positively, more important than your life, than your physical life, is the Bill of Rights.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Bam.
Anyway, so when they came, what made this union work? That they always had a remedy.
That's right.
With the court. They weren't going to get sideswiped. They're not like a child. We're not talking to children here.
Nope.
You're not going to come beg at the federal government's feet so that we can be heard and our problem can be solved here. No.
The remedy was the Supreme Court.
The remedy is we have instant access, original jurisdiction.
Right.
You will hear our case.
No matter what.
Come hell or high water.
You will not be
You will hear the case.
Absolutely. And what did Roberts do? That scum.
Well, more than just him.
Yeah.
More than just him.
Yeah, they should have. Yeah.
More than just him.
Every one of the judges that Trump
appointed when
stuck him in the back.
Well, all they had to do, the three of them, because he had Alito, the old timey, Alito and Thomas.
Thomas.
They were on board.
They could override it.
They could, right. So
we have to hear this case.
So what did they, this is not just rejecting of a case like, this is not just injustice, which it certainly was. And these other judges not hearing, Trump's cases. This is not just injustice. This is a kick in the teeth to the very fabric of our union.
Right. Yeah. For every law, there has to be a remedy. And if there's no remedy, there's anarchy.
Right.
Simple as that.
Right. So when you hear the head of the Republican Party in Texas says, well, I guess the states actually want to follow the Constitution, need to secede and form their own union.
Yes.
When he says that, that is not an overreaction.
No, he's not joking.
He's not joking, and it's not an overreaction to this.
No, because you have to have remedy.
There's no union anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
There is no union anymore.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You can have guns fired like in the Civil War. And was that any less of a union breaker than what we're seeing now? We're fixing to find out.
Yeah, we're fixing to find out. The 6th is going to be a big day.
Okay,
I think fireworks are going to...
So these states, the state legislature has the individual power, the constitutional power, and notice Trump at every turn has tried to follow the Constitution on this.
He has. He said he crossed his T's and dot.
Every time.
Every time. Every time.
It is without question, even throwing away the fraud, put the fraud aside. The biggest fraud is at the beginning, the fruit of the poisonous tree, is the states not following the state legislature election laws.
Yeah. They went around them.
You know, like Pennsylvania, for instance. Okay, in the state legislature, you can have a mail-in ballot, but it's got to be there on the 3rd.
Yes.
The judges and the secretary of state, no, you can have it 10 days later, 8, or whatever they ended up saying. Okay.
Unlawful.
Okay, what is the difference between that? This is the question I posed to somebody. What is the difference between that and what if the dog catcher said that? Tell me what the difference is.
He'd fire him. He would not be the dog catcher anymore.
Right, right. It's the same thing.
Uh-huh.
The county dog catcher says, hey, you can put your votes in this whole month.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. The whole month. You haven't voted, you can come vote.
That's right.
It's the same thing.
Same exact thing. He has no power to do that.
And neither does the governor, the secretary of state.
Right. It's the legislator.
And certainly these judges. My God.
Oh, God.
We're delving into a spiritual realm and a spiritual thing here. This isn't just political opinion difference.
Nope.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal, endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. That among these are life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. That governments are instituted among men to secure these rights, deriving their just powers from the consent of the government. And that whenever these institutions become destructive of these ends, it is their right and duty.
Yes.
Of us to throw off these chains and make a new, government to secure our happiness.
That's right. Thomas Jefferson said,
the tree of liberty must be watered with the blood of tyrants and patriots.
Every 10 to 20 years.
Patriots from time to time. Time to time.
Time to time.
What I told you, that sentence I quoted, it is America. It is the only unique, valuable thing about this country. Because that is the covenant and connection between God and this country. People, you may or may not, you may agree with me, or whatever. That's fine. Whatever. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong just by a little bit, but I'm not. That is the covenant that's on this nation.
And it's worth fighting for. Big time.
It's worth dying for.
It is. It is.
So that is the most important sentence when 1776, when that was written. That is the most important, impactful sentence that had been written in about almost two millennium. You know how long a millennium is, ladies and gentlemen. What we are seeing with these jackaboot thugs, this retard in his mask praying to Brahma or whoever, John Roberts, all these judges, all these people who refuse to listen to this, they are squelching your will.
Mm-hmm.
This is a direct affront. This isn't Republican, Democrat. This is a direct affront to your God-given, divinely demanded, decreed will.
That's right. Stomping all over it. You're down and they're kicking you right in the teeth.
Us. We're all in this.
Yeah.
Not we. Us. Not them, us, all of us.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what we got a few minutes. Joseph Meyer's going to be on about 10, 15 minutes. Go ahead. What do you think is going
to
happen?
All right. Trump wants to be liked. Would you say that?
And he wants to be president. But anyway, go ahead.
But he wants to be
go ahead. We got hurry up.
He wants to be our hero, doesn't he?
Yes, I would probably agree with that. Yeah.
Okay. So he invites. He wants 5 million, 6 million people at Washington, the 6th.
We better get a million.
Yeah.
We better get a million there.
Do you think he's going to ask these people to come to Washington and then do nothing? No. I think he's going to kick butt. If he doesn't get what he wants, he's going to enact the Insurrection
Executive
Act.
Order. Well, Executive Order. Yeah, he's got the Executive Order.
Yeah, he's got the Executive Order, too. And the Insurrection Act. He can do either or.
Well, one's a little lighter.
I don't think he's going to let those people down.
One's a little lighter.
Yeah.
One's a little lighter. One's a little heavier.
Oh,
we got a caller. Hang on 1 second, Winnie. One of the stories, and this is one of the things that's been thrown out. I think this is what's going to happen.
Go.
I think the American people, we've been seeing the evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Power Hour people, we've been discussing the evidence.
Absolutely.
The American people, I would say, generally have not seen the evidence. Even people who are Trump supporters that I talked to, did you know this? No.
No.
I didn't know. Did
yeah,
you know
exactly.
this?
No.
No. Did you know this? Did you know that North Carolina had 106% voter turnout?
No.
No. Did you know Pennsylvania had 700,000 more ballots come in than mailed out?
No.
No. You know, things like this.
In Arizona, 30% of the people that voted don't live there.
Don't even live there.
Yeah, don't even live there.
I think starting probably today, tomorrow, certainly on Wednesday when Trump speaks, the amount of evidence that is about to be dumped into the American consciousness is going to shake them.
Yeah. Shake them.
I think it's going to shake them. I think what is going to happen is that when they go to count the votes, there's going to be an objection. There's going to be a debate. More evidence will come out during this debate in Congress. This is why I don't want to have a live show. I want everybody to watch this.
Yeah.
To be able to watch this. I mean, we'll see how it works. I don't know. I don't know the times exactly yet. They're a little vague on a couple of things.
Mm-hmm.
So, the evidence is going to come out. At that point, Pence is then going to have to come back. I think what will happen, it's kind of a punt in the middle. I think they will call a 10-day emergency election integrity council board,
yeah.
Whatever.
Fact-finding. Yes.
You got 10 days. We're going to take 10 days, and we're going to have a recess for this quorum for
That's
10
right.
days. We're going to investigate this, and then we are going to come back. And then we're going to discuss this.
And if it goes past the 20th, the 12th Amendment says that's fine.
And the 10-day, well, this has happened before.
Yes.
You know, it's happened before in America that took a long time.
It has.
Took into March.
Yeah,
for a couple of elections.
Yes.
So I think that is what's going to happen. The momentum is building.
Mm-hmm.
And when the evidence is presented, that's why these corporate media, ladies and gentlemen, mark down on your paper, everybody who's been on corporate media been telling you that this is this and
this is
that
done.
And this is done and da 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 and da da da. Mark every one of these people down.
Yep.
Including Chris Wallace, number one.
Oh, what a dirtbag that guy.
Number one.
Yeah, dirtbag.
Anyway, let's go to Winnie real quick. Winnie in Ohio. I think you're Ohio. Let's see if Todd got the state right this time. Winnie, Ohio, you're live on the air.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect.
Welcome to the Power
Okay,
Hour.
Thanks
so good
for,
to talk to you.
Okay, thank you. And hi, Uncle Kevin. Good to hear your voice.
Yeah,
and Happy New Year to both of you.
Thank you.
This is what I'm standing on. With God, all things are possible.
Oh, absolutely.
When Vice President Pence starts to read from all of the states the Electoral College, I think they're going to go for President Trump. Now, they will be called faceless electors, but in my mind, they're going to be called faithful electors.
So, all right, let me see if I understand. So, now there are competing electors. That's another thing.
That's true. We got two sets of electors.
There's two sets of electors,
yes.
Like Arizona, Georgia, all Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin. There's two sets of electors that have been sent in. By the different legislatures.
Yeah.
So you're saying that basically Pence is going to open up the ones that went for Trump?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I think the Electoral College is going to and voting back in because that's what the American people wanted. And the electors
well, we
know
hope
that.
You're right. We
and
hope,
they're going to do it.
I don't trust that Pence as far as I can throw him.
Wow. How many people do you think are going to be in Washington? Winnie.
You mean that day?
Yeah, on the 6th.
That day.
How many people are going to be there?
You mean for President Trump? I don't get you. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, President Trump has called for everybody, Americans, to come to Washington that day to help protest and be basically a big rally before Congress meets.
Well, there'll probably be millions there.
I hope so. Yeah, 5 million.
My number is a million. If there is north of a million, this is a very good sign.
Yes.
If there's less than a million, it's shaky.
If it's spotty out there, you're going to just roll over and give it to Biden.
A million people on that ellipse and in that mall and by the White House is a massive show of presence and will and what have you. It is a massive sea of people.
And our job is to call our representatives. Keep calling them.
Winnie, we can hold you over to the next. What else do you want to say? What else is on your mind here? About
That was it. That was it. Because I still think President Trump is our president.
Absolutely.
Well, that's who we selected. I mean, people may not like him, but that's who we selected.
Overwhelming.
Yes, I know. I know he's not perfect. No one's perfect.
No one is. Are you excited? See, I've been doing. That's maybe this is something we'll talk about tomorrow. I've been doing a lot of research. This is why I think Trump's going to win. Well, several reasons. But just stay right there, Winnie. Just stay right there, okay? There's the music.
Okay.
Stay right there. There's reasons. There's a lot of things over the horizon. Now, is this hopium? As they say, you know, you're smoking hopium. I don't know, but I have faith.
I believe
God is not abandoning our country.
I feel good.
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. More with Winnie, Uncle Kevin, and Joseph Meyer on the other side.
Joseph, I haven't talked to him since last year.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.